Julia Lindberg gets into the act for the kill. She's got her first kill this evening. It's 15-5. 15-5. Emma Altna still serving. Queen Bee setting up their serve receive, and Altna hits it long and out of bounds. Point. Queen Bee's. Checking back into the match is Kerner. She'll play the front left. Checking out of the match, a back row specialist, number 48. Don't have her on my roster, wouldn't you know it. Comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg on the attack, unable to put it away. Laxton there for the dig. Roll shot and a kill for London Williams. Williams with a kill. It's 15-7. Back-to-back points by the Queen Bees. Set number one of this best-of-five contest. Serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error gives the defenders a point. Emily Fehlmeyer with service. Fehlmeyer lines it up, sends it over. 9-point cushion for the defenders right now. Set goes outside Kerner. Kerner blocked at the net. Queen Bees reload. And a kill for Kerner. Kerner with a kill. Dort College leads 16-8. Serving the libero, Jenny Laxton. Laxton, jump serve into the net. Point defenders. Dort College leading 17-8. So the two teams swap points. Erica Bausma with service. So Bausma, the sophomore from Sheldon, will check in. Bausma, floater, taken by Kerner. Outside, Williams. Williams blocked at the net. Point defenders. Dort College leads 18-8. Williams that time attacking for the right side. And she gets blocked at the net. Dort College still with a 10-point advantage. Served by Bausma, controlled by St. Ambrose. Queen Bees attacking. Roll shot saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Altna. Roll shot by Lindberg. Lindberg knocks it into the net. Point St. Ambrose. It's 18-9. Timing on that one was out of sorts from the start. Sydney Coltrip will check into the match for St. Ambrose. Also checking in, Madison Johnson. Coltrip with service. So Coltrip lines it up, sends it over, taken by Altna, sends it to DeJager. Lindberg has to save it, passes it over the net. Set goes to the middle, and a block put up by Cromendyke and DeJager on the attack by Allie Brent. Point defenders, Dort College leads 19-9. 19-9 the score. Serving for the defenders, Santa Connolly. Connolly, floater, controlled by St. Ambrose, and an off-speed, and redirecting it is Madison Johnson, and Johnson gets her first kill tonight. Dort College's lead is 19-10. 19-10. Dort College up 9, set number 1. Got started just a shade after 7 o'clock. Set outside. And hitting it into that is Lydia Smits. Smits, a sophomore from Crete, Illinois. As close to a home match as she will have. Played at Trinity Christian last season. And an ace serve as Bausma is unable to handle the serve by Kerner. Kerner with the ace. And it's back to a 7-point set at 19-12. 19-12. And the serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College leads 20-12. Camp is in. Cromendyke is out. Drake is serving. Your front row attack. Camp, Smits, and DeJager. Bausma, Connolly, and Drake are the back row for the defenders. Shank the pass. Keeping alive is Coltrip. Passed over the net by Laxton. Passed too close to the net by Bausma. Pushed over by DeJager. Attacking. St. Ambrose unable to do anything with it. Lydia Smits off speed. Controlled by St. Ambrose. And tooling it off the block for the kill is Abby Happ. Abby Happ makes it 20-13. 20-13. Allie Brent serving. Brent with service. Her team down 7 points. Jump serve on the way by the right-hander from the middle of the service area. Drake passes it up into the rafters. Keeping it alive, though, is Smits. Set right side off high hands. Controlled by Connolly. Gets it over to DeJager. Slide to the right. Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill off the slide to the right. She's got three. And the defenders lead 21-13. Jesse DeJager is in. Erica Bausman is out. Jamie DeJager is serving. Three attackers in the front row right now. DeJager, Camp, and Smits. Set goes outside, redirected. DeJager there to cover it. Camp, bump set, outside Smits. Unable to put her down. Laxton there, tipped to the middle, saved by Drake. Gasing, DeJager gets it over to Smits. Smits, power tip, back corner, kill. 22-13, Lydia Smits with her first kill tonight. 22-13, defenders leading by nine. Set number one, Jamie DeJager serve. Controlled by the Queen Bees. Set goes outside. Saved by Drake. Gets it to DeJager. Set right side. Jesse DeJager. Jesse DeJager with the kill. 23-13. Jesse DeJager with the kill. And the defenders up by 10. 2 points away from taking a match one. Robin Underwood will check into the match. Checking out Jamie DeJager. So Robin Underwood will serve. Underwood with service. So Robin Underwood with the jump serve. Floater controlled by the Queen Bees. Pushed over the net, saved by Camp. Gets it over to Underwood. Cross court, Smits. Dug by Laxton. Set goes outside, saved by Drake. Set goes middle to Camp. Camp unable to put it away on the second contact. And the ball drops to the floor on the Dort College side. Point. St. Ambrose trails 23-14. Serving for the Queen Bees. Another player is not listed on my roster. Back row specialist. Controlled by the defenders. Set goes to the middle. Camp. And Leah Camp with a kill. Her fourth unofficially. It's 24-14. 24-14. Paige Voss checks into the match, freshman from Ripon, California. Ava Van Solen checks into the match, freshman from Waukee, Iowa. Lydia Smits has service. Smits, serve, down ball, or short serve, I should say. Saved by Drake on the attack. Underwood keeps it alive. Passed over the net by Drake to the sideline. Here come the Queen Bees set right side. Johnson unable to put it away. Now pushed up to the net. Set goes outside off high hands and a kill for the Queen Bees and Abby Happ. Abby Happ makes it 24-15. Set number one, Dort College up by nine. Still on set point. Serving is Abby Happ. Kerner checks into the match. Dort College with a 9-point advantage. Drake, Underwood, outside Voss, blocked at the net. Drake. Camp with a swing, and we've got a back row attack called on the defenders. So back row attack called on the defenders. Dort College leading 24-16. Voss to Underwood. Back to Voss. Voss with a tip controlled by the Queen Bees. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Smits. Underwood. Quick attack. Camp. Camp kill. Camp with her fifth kill. And the defenders win by a final of 25-16 in set number one. Dort College with a 1-0 lead in the best of five match. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College, a convincing win in set number one. Set number two will be getting underway in just a moment. St. Ambrose handing in their lineup. Told you about the Dort College women's soccer team losing a 1-0 decision earlier today to Viterbo in La Crosse, Wisconsin. In men's soccer, the defenders traveled to Forest City, took on the Waldorf Warriors, trailed much of the contest. They're down 1-0 with under 10 minutes to go in regulation. Then they got a goal off of a corner kick. And then followed that with a goal in the second minute of overtime. Garrett Goodson, the game winner. And the Defender men's soccer team improves to 4-2. They'll head into conference play beginning on Saturday of next week, taking on Presentation. Remember, Presentation is a member of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for soccer only. They are an associate member, so they'll be playing the GPAC soccer schedule this year for both women and men's soccer. Cross country, Dort College hosted their annual meet this morning. Women won, had the first four runners across the finish line. Anahane Knebelbard won the women's race. Men's race, Defenders won that as well. Had the top two finishers, Jake Vanderplotz and Jake Steiger, going 1-2, finishing within 1 second of each other. Connolly to DeJager, DeJager outside. Altena with the swing and the kill as she finishes it off, knocking it off the top of the block. Emma Altena with the point. And for Altena, that is just her first kill here this evening, coming in set number two. Attacking St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose unable to put it away. Set goes right side over the top of the block, taken by Connolly. Gets it to DeJager, slide to Camp. Camp with a swing, unable to put it down, dug up and over again by St. Ambrose. Now dumped over the net by DeJager. And Jamie DeJager gets credit for the kill. Dort College goes up 2-0. Jamie DeJager with her first kill this evening. Defenders up 1-0 in the match. Aubrey Drake with serve, controlled by the Bees. Set goes outside. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to DeJager. DeJager to Camp. Camp quick out of the middle kill. Leah Camp, six kills. Camp having a great start to this evening's match. She's got six kills unofficially, hitting over 400 for the match. Serve backline taken by St. Ambrose, trailing 3-0. And a termination block by Camp and Jamie DeJager. Dort College up 4-0. Early numbers, Dort College a 200 kill efficiency in set number one. 5 errors, 25 total attacks, and 10 kills. St. Ambrose hit for negative numbers. That means they had more errors than they did kills in that set. Altena blocked at the net. Dort College will reload. Bump set back over to Altena. Altena with another kill. Emma Altena with her second kill. And I want to make sure she didn't have one in set number one. She did not. Dort College leads 5-0. 5-0 the score. Dort College 4 points on blocks in set number one as well. Low hard serve controlled by St. Ambrose. Set goes right side and banging it off of the block for the kill is Madison Johnson. Johnson with her third kill. It's 5-1. 5-1. Defenders leading. Set number two. One set one, 25-16. Serving for St. Ambrose is Amber Tomlin, and Tomlin serves it long and out of play. Point Defenders, Dort College leading 6-1. Bausma is out. Jamie DeJager is in. Jamie DeJager, the floater, short, and an ace serve for Jamie. Jamie DeJager with the ace serve. Defenders lead 7-1. Well, Leah Camp came into the match averaging 2.78 kills per set, and another ace serve for Jamie DeJager. Jamie DeJager with her second ace serve, and the Defenders lead at 8-1, and now we have our first timeout of the evening. This one charged to St. Ambrose. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Leah Camp tries to put an overpass down as we return to play. Misses the sideline, though. Point St. Ambrose, and the Bees trail it 8 8-2. Abby Half with service. Taken by Connolly. Gets it to Dieger. Back to Jesse Dieger. Unable to put it down. Here come the Queen Bees. Unable to put it away. There for the tip was Altena. Altena with a kill. It's 9-2. Emma Altena with her third kill here in set number two. She's got three for the match. Emma Altena serving, and Altena's serve is in the net. It's 9-3. Dort College leading by six. Serving for St. Ambrose is Allie Brent. Allie Brent with serve, taken by Drake. Comes back over to Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger with her second kill. It's 10-3. 10-3 the score. And serving will be Emily Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer's short serve controlled by St. Ambrose over the top of the block. Saved by Fehlmeyer with a dig. Set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross court with a swing. Controlled by St. Ambrose, pushed over the net, and we've got a double called on St. Ambrose point defenders, and the defenders lead at 11-3 on the double contact. Double contact called against St. Ambrose. Fehlmeyer with service. Down the line, controlled by the Bees. London Williams with a tip and the kill. London Williams with her second kill. It's 11-4. Dort College in front by seven. St. Ambrose, Sydney Coltrip with service. And Coltrip with serve. Taken by Altena. Dieger gets to it. Sends it over to Lindbergh. Unable to put it down. She has to send a down ball over. And now a tip and a kill. Dropping in front of the defense was Kerner. It's 11-5. 11-5. Coltrip with service. Defenders lead one set to nothing. Up 11-5 here in set number two. And a jump serve taken by Altena. Gets it to Dieger. Right side it goes Jesse. Jesse over the swing and the kill. Jesse Dieger with her third kill. Dort College leads 12-5. 12-5. Defenders up by seven. Erica Bausma has service. A little bit of confusion on the St. Ambrose side of the net. How they want to line up for serve receive. Erica Balsma's serve catches the tape and falls back on Dort College's side. Point defend a point St. Ambrose. It's 12-6 on the service error. Serve taken by Altena. Gets it to Dieger. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh swipes at it. Unable to put it down. Coltrip with a set outside. And we've got a double called on Sydney Coulter at point defenders. Dort College leads 13-6. 13-6. Hannah Connolly, the sophomore from McCook Lake, South Dakota, has service with her team up by seven. She started this match serving, or started the match serving for the defenders, got them 6 points in a row. Off speed drops in. Brianne Cunningham with the kill. Cunningham with her first kill. And the defender lead is 13-7. Connolly actually served Dort College to the first 7 points of set number one. Serve is long and out of play by St. Ambrose. The libero, Jenna Laxton, serves it long. Dort College leads 14-7. Well, just up the road, about an hour or so. Iowa Hawkeyes victorious in the battle for Iowa. Division I football today. A lot of interest in that one. Dieger over to Altena. Altena off of the block. Altena with a kill. Hawkeyes got a touchdown late in the fourth quarter to stretch things out so they could breathe a little easier at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State limited to just a field goal. Dort College football had the weekend off, a rare bye week early in the season, week number two. Serve is long by Aubrey Drake. It's 15-8. Dort College golf also had the weekend off. Men will host a two-day event with Northwestern this Thursday and Friday. Dort College hosting day two at the Ridge on Friday. Serve catches the tape, rolls over Connolly, gets it over to Altena. Altena with a big swing, hits it wide and out of bounds on the dig. The digger got it up and over the net, but sent it wide. Kill for Altena. Altena with five, and the defender lead is 16-8. Jamie DeAger with service. Dort College by eight. DeAger served the back line, and another ace serve for Jamie. That's her third this evening, and the defenders lead at 17-8. 17-8. DeAger with another serve on the way. Low hard serve taken by St. Ambrose. Serve to the, receive by Drake. Dort College gets it up to Emma Altena. Altena with her sixth kill of this set. And the defender lead is 18-8. 18-8. St. Ambrose does have a timeout remaining if they want to use it. Controlled by the Queen Bees overpass, and Camp puts it away. Leah Camp with her seventh kill. And the defender lead is 19-8. Dort College, some breathing room here in set number two. Robin Underwood is going to check into the match. Jamie DeAger will check out. So Robin Underwood, the senior, back row specialist, service specialist for the defenders. Also an emergency setter. She'll play setter position right now for the defenders. Dort College a point off of a block, leading now 20-8. Lydia Smits checks into the match. Smits, Jesse DeAger, Leah Camp. In the front row for the defenders, Underwood serve, nearly an ace. And St. Ambrose, four contacts, called on that sequence. Maddie Beck checks into the match. Beck will check in for Jesse DeAger when we resume play, but we have a timeout on the floor. 21-8, Dort College leading, set number two of this best-of-five match. This timeout made possible by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Robin Underwood will be serving when we resume play. Maddie Beck is checking in actually for Leah Camp. Ava Van Solen is checking in for Hannah Connolly. So Van Solen will actually play a back row spot here. Serving is Underwood. Floater, back line, too strong, out of play. Point Bees, and that breaks the run of 6 points in a row for the defenders. It's 21-9. 21-9, serving the Bees, taken by Van Solen, gets it to Underwood, outside Beck. Beck blocked at the net by Hummert. Point, Bees trail, 21-10. Abby Happ serving. Happ served, taken by Drake. Beck keeps it alive. Gets it to Jesse DeAger, blocked at the net. DeAger covers it herself. Tipped to the back corner by Lydia Smits. Set goes to the middle and hitting it wide and out of bounds. The Queen Bees, Dort College leading 22-10. Lydia Smits has service. So Lydia Smits serving with her team. Up 22-10. Jump serve by Smits. Overpass, and Van Solen puts it away. Ava Van Solen with the kill. 23-10. Dort College by Baker's Dozen. Set number two. 23-10, defenders by 13. A very rapid set number two. Now that can change quickly, but Williams with a power tip and a kill. 23-11. London Williams with their third kill. Some of those players seen for the first time for the defenders. Maddie Backwards, number 9. She's a 5'9 freshman from Waconia, Minnesota. And already told you about Smits and Van Solen. It's 23-11, Dort College, up by a dozen. Queen Bees with service. Take by Drake. Overpass and putting it down is Riley Hummert. Defender lead is 23-12. Paige Voss checks into the match. She's the freshman from Ripon. She played in set number one as well. And a jump serve by St. Ambrose, and that'll happen sooner or later. She serves it into the net. That's Ellie Brent. Didn't look terribly confident with that jump serve. And now Maddie Beck has service. Beck with serve. Left-hander from Waconia sends it over. St. Ambrose scrambles. They get to it. Down ball. Saved by Van Solen. Underwood pushes it over. She could attack there. She's in the front row. Set goes outside. Saved by Voss. Underwood touches it to Van Solen. Van Solen with a swing of the kill. Ava Van Solen with her second kill of the set. And the defenders win in convincing fashion in set two, 25-12. 25-12, Dort College takes set number two. They take a 2-0 lead in the best-of-five match. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The numbers through two sets. Dort College 13. Well, those were in set number two, so all I have is the set two totals. 13 kills for the defenders against two errors, 26 total attacks. Comes out to a 4.23 kill efficiency. St. Ambrose, 6 kills, 4 errors, a 22 total attack set. 0.91 their kill efficiency. 5 kills for Emma Altena in that one. Jesse DeJager got credit for 4. And I believe Leah Camp had a pair as well, along with Ava Van Solen. Seven assists for Jamie DeJager in that contest in set number two. She also has had 3 service aces, all of them recorded in set number two. A little bit of dead time here in between sets two and three. Teams are out of the huddle. I'm not certain what the holdup is. Well, it appears that there is something at the scores table to sort through. On the floor for the defenders, Cromendyke, DeJager and Altena, Camp, Bausma, and Connolly. And now the libero will check in. That's Jenna Laxton. It appears to me that the lineup, they're a little tardy in getting the lineup in for St. Ambrose. As it is, we are just about set to resume. Serving. Hannah Connolly. So Connolly has service. Connolly, low hard serve taken by Laxton. Set goes outside. Blocked. Controlled by St. Ambrose, tried it again, and that time Cromendyke terminates the block by herself, middle of the floor. Now down ball, and she timed it out correctly, and the defenders take a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Serving is Connolly. Connolly, floater, back line, controlled by St. Ambrose. Set right side, tooling it off of the block for the kill. St. Ambrose, and we have our first tie of the match. 1-1 our score. Laxton is out. St. Ambrose with service, taken by Bausma, gets it to DeJager, unable to put it away. She dumps it over. attacking St. Ambrose, and we have a touch called against the defenders. Point St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose leads 2-1. 2-1. Dort College down. First lead of the match for St. Ambrose. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to DeJager. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. We're tied 2-2. Allie Kromendijk ties it at 2 with her kill. Serving will be Aubrey Drake. Drake to line it up. And the jump serve on the way for the senior from Rock Island. Short serve controlled. St. Ambrose, and St. Ambrose attack goes in the net. Been a few too many of those. Timing just hasn't been there for the Queen Bees tonight. 3-2, defenders up by a point. Jump serve controlled by St. Ambrose, stab save by Drake, comes back over to Altena, tips it over, saved by St. Ambrose, attacking and to the back corner for a kill. St. Ambrose ties it up 3-3. 3-3, that kill recorded by Abby Happ, number 27. 3-3, set number 3. Taken by Bausma, clean pass to DeJager, slide right side, Camp. Camp with a swing, slowed up at the net. Happ hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Dort College leading 4-3. Jesse DeJager checks in. Bausma will check out. DeJager has service. This is Jamie DeJager. Taken by Laxton. Tipped over the net, saved by Altna. Gets it over to DeJager. Quick attack, Camp. Camp kill. Leah Camp with her 8th kill unofficially. Dort College goes up 5-3. Defenders up a pair. Jamie DeJager serve again. Floater back line. Saved by the Queen Bees over the top of the block. Overhand saved by Drake. Comes back over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena goes down the line. Somehow got that in between the antenna and the blocker. Laces it down the line. Dort College leads 6-3. 6-3, dumped over, saved by Altena, one hand, comes back over to Jesse DeJager. DeJager into the net, point, St. Ambrose, 6-4. So Jesse DeJager got the quick set on the far side, and with that right-hand attack, hit it into the net. Timing wasn't quite there. 7-3, defenders up. Should be 6-4, I believe. Now 8-3. 8-3. Well, we'll go with it. Scoreboard has 8-3. Emma Altena with service. I'm guessing at some point that's going to get corrected. Set goes outside, saved by Drake. Camp punches it over on the second contact. Set goes outside off high hands and a kill for St. Ambrose and Riley Hummert. Hummert with a kill makes it 8-4. 8-4. Jenna Laxton with service. So Laxton, jump serve, right-hander, down the line, and serves it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders, Dort College leading 9-4. 9-4. Well, now they've got it corrected. It's 8-5, and I believe that is correct. Short serve, set right side, blocked, and Dort College with a termination block, Lindbergh and Kromendijk. Dort College up 9-5. 9-5 our score. Nobody really fussing about any of the scoreboard changes. And we have Jesse DeJager going over on that block. She broke the plane, and no part of that ball was over the tape. I've got a pretty good angle on that this evening. So I'm up above the playing surface here in the balcony. 9-6. Dort College leading by 3. DeJager outside, Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, kill. It's 10-6. 10-6. Erica Bausma checks in. Jesse DeJager will check out. For the Dort College volleyball team, it's a trip back to Des Moines this evening. An ace serve for Erica Bausma, her first. They'll attend church tomorrow morning and then hit the road. Plan to be back on Dort College's campus mid-afternoon. Tipped over the net and tipping it wide and out of bounds is Riley Hummert, point defender. Dort College leads at 12-6. 12-6 our score. We've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the defenders. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, provides physician, athletic training, physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Defenders lead 12-6 in set number 2.
I'm Marie.
Dort College with a 12-6 lead here in set number 3. I said set 2 when I went to the break. Dort College right now on a 5-0 run. They get a tip and a kill from the right side. I believe that was Cromendyke who was over there. Low hard serve controlled by St. Ambrose. Set right to the outside hitter, Hummert. Unable to put it away. And now mistiming the jump, Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to get to it. And the defenders trail 13-7. 13-7. Dort College up 6. Drake. Errant pass. Lindbergh keeps it alive. It's going to be 4 contacts on the defenders. It's 13-8. 13-8. Defenders by 5. St. Ambrose serving. Riley Hummert. Take it by Drake. To DeAger. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. And St. Ambrose has no answer for that middle attack when Dort College speeds it up at all. Once that tempo goes up, St. Ambrose gets lost in the translation. Hannah Connolly with service. So Hannah Connolly lines it up. And her jump serve to the back line, controlled by St. Ambrose. Set goes outside, taken by Drake. Joust at the net, and that time it's one out by St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose back to within 5 at 14-9. Dort College unable to shake St. Ambrose here in set number 3. Well, St. Ambrose, they weren't having a whole lot of fun in sets 1 and 2. They've loosened up a little bit here in set 3. Does not translate it into drastic success, but they have hung closer. Emma Alton over the kill from the outside, her 8th. And the defender lead is 15-9. 15-9 serving. Aubrey Drake, floater. Almost 8 up the back row player. Now roll shot saved by Bausma to DeAger. Slide to the right, Camp. Camp kill. Leah Camp with a kill. And for Leah, that's her 9th. It's 16-9. 7-point cushion for the defenders. They've been able to score points in streaks here this evening. Aubrey Drake serve. Controlled by the Bees. Altina gets it after Camp saved it. Miscommunication that time. Erica Bausma trying for the one-hand stab as the attacker went out the, over, around the block set up by Altina and Camp. And it's back to 16-10. 16-10. Grace McGrath with serve. McGrath serve taken by Connolly. Hannah Connolly. And get it back up to Leah Camp. And Leah Camp puts it away for her 10th kill. She leads all players in that category. Emma Altna with 8 unofficially. Defenders up 17-10. 17-10. St. Ambrose attacking from the back line. Hits it wide and out of play. It's 18-10. It certainly appears Dort College on their way to a sweep win, unless St. Ambrose can piece together a comeback. And hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. The attack by St. Ambrose. That was Hannah Miller hitting it long. And at college, I think they want a timeout to get some substitutions in. I would anticipate a pretty big shakeup here in terms of the lineup. Up 19-10 here in set number 3. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Substitutions coming in for the defenders. Lydia Smits checks in for Emma Altena. Underwood is in for Dieger. Beck is in for Jesse Dieger. Lead coach Chad Hansen called the timeout just simply to make sure he had all of his players in order for those substitutions. Underwood floater taken by Laxton. Here comes St. Ambrose, pushed over the net. Taken by Drake to Underwood. Underwood to Camp. Camp unable to put it down as St. Ambrose got up on that block. But St. Ambrose, the attack, hits it wide, not a play. Ava Van Solen is into the match. Connolly is out. Kerner is in for St. Ambrose. Robin Underwood still with service. Defenders up 20-10. Robin Underwood lines it up, sends it over. Low hard serve. Set right side, off high hands, and a kill for St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose down 20-11. Paige Voss is in, checking out Allie Cromendyke. So the defenders 5 points away from the sweep win here this evening in Davenport. And the serve is in the net, but we have an overlap called on the defenders. So that even though that serve goes in the net, it will go as a service ace for St. Ambrose and a team reception error by Dort College. So now Dort College gets their serve receive in order. Dort College by 8. And the serve taken by Ava Van Solen. Set goes outside and down the line, Smits. Smits for the kill. Lydia Smits with her second kill. Dort College leads 21-12, and now Smits will have service. 21-12, Dort College by 9, set number 3. And the jump serve controlled by St. Ambrose. Set goes outside and a block, but unable to close it was Beck. Beck and Camp tried to put the block up, but the ball glances off of their hands and out of play. Point, St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose trailing 21-13. Jetta Laxton serving. Laxton, floater, taken by Smits to Underwood. Comes back to Beck. Beck with the attack, unable to put it down. Saved by Voss. Passed over the net. Controlled by St. Ambrose. Pushed to the net. And a point for St. Ambrose. Well, Paige Voss slipped on that play. Gripping that left hamstring, that's not a good sign. Let's see if she's able to continue playing. Camp to Underwood. Underwood outside Van Solen. Van Solen unable to put it down. Set goes outside. Saved by Voss. Gets it back over to Smits. Smits to Van Solen. Van Solen goes cross court. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, St. Ambrose. It's 21-15. 21-15, Dort College by 6. Jenna Laxton serving. Laxton serve taken by Smits. Comes back to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with the kill, her 11th. Dort College leading 22-15. 22-15. Leah Camp with service. Controlled by St. Ambrose. Down ball. Smits gets a hand on it. Camp keeps it alive. Passed over the net by Van Solen. Saved by St. Ambrose. Set outside. Dig by Camp, unable to keep it in play. And a kill for Riley Hummert. Hummert with a kill. She's got three. Dort's lead is 22-16. Kromendyk will check out. Kromendyk checks in. Voss checks out. Take it by Ben Solon. Gets it to Underwood. Underwood with a tip and the kill. Robin Underwood with the kill off the dump shot. Defenders lead 23-16. 23-16, Maddie back with service. And Beck's low hard serve controlled by St. Ambrose. Set goes to the middle, saved by Drake. But Beck is unable to get to it. Goes out of bounds. Point, St. Ambrose. It's 23-17. 23-17. Defenders by six, 2 points away from the sweep. Take it by Beck, gets it to Underwood. Underwood with a bump save to Van Solen. Van Solen with a swing, dug by St. Ambrose. Kerner over the block. Bump set by Kromendyk, tipped by Van Solen. Set goes to the net, and the errant pass. Kerner couldn't do anything with it. And the defenders lead 24-17, and Dort College now serving for the set. And the match, Ava Van Solen, the freshman from Waukee, doing the honors. Van Solen, short serve, taken by Laxton. Set outside. Stab save by Smits. Gets the return set. Smits over the block. Saved by St. Ambrose. Blocked at the net. Kromendyk and Smits put the block up, but they're unable to close it. Ball ends up in the net on Dort College's side, and they can't pick it up. It's 24-18. 24-18. Serving is Kerner. Controlled by the defenders. Set outside. Smits. Smits power tip. Kill. Lydia Smits with the power tip and the kill. 25-18, your final in set number three. Dort College wins in three, 25-16, 25-12, and 25-18. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Back with a post-game wrap, the Wireless World post-game wrap, in a moment. Back for the Wireless World post-game wrap. We'll also be selecting the Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. Dort College in command of from the start on this one, served their way to seven straight points to start the set. Start the match, that is. One set, 125-16. One set, two, going away, 25-12. And then win set three, 25-18. A rare evening where a lot of people were able to play. 14 players played in all three sets for the defenders. Defenders, 35 kills, 10 errors, 77 total attacks, a 325 kill efficiency for St. Ambrose, 26 kills, 22 errors, 94 total attacks. 9 points off of blocks for the defenders, 2 for St. Ambrose. Diggs, Dort College 41, St. Ambrose 29. Individually, Dort College led by Leah Camps, 10 kills, 7 for Emma Altena. Camp hit 389, Altena 583, 7 kills, no errors, 12 total attacks for Altena. Jesse DeJager also had 6 kills this evening. Lydia Smits, 3, Julia Lindberg, 2, Ava Van Solen with 2. Jamie DeJager put up 23 assists, 14 digs for Aubrey Drake this evening. Blocks, Allie Kromendyk, 1 solo and 4 block assists, 3 assists for Jamie DeJager. For St. Ambrose, they were led by Riley Hummert, 6 kills. Madison Johnson and Abby Happ had 5 kills apiece. 14 assists for Amber Tomlin. 2 serves for Jenny Kerner. Dort College improves to 7-2. St. Ambrose slips to 1-6. It's time now for us to pick the Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Vorst at 712-441-1096 for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. Defender Player of the Night is going to be Leah Camp. 10 kills, a 389 kill efficiency, couple of assists. Block solo, 1 block solo, and 2 block assists as well. Coach Chad Hansen making his way over to the balcony for the post-match comments. And as he gets set, We'll tell you that the Defenders have a match next week with Northwestern on Tuesday evening at home, and then go on the road to face Dakota Wesleyan 1 week from this evening, or 1 week from this afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders in command of this one from the start, and Coach Chad Hansen, good rebound win for your team after last night's slow start. You didn't have a slow start this evening, and you really took care of business early on.
I'm glad for that, Mike. thanks for saying that. This was a good start, a good start for each of the sets that we were able to play. Fun, and just absolute fun.
What you do in preparation for this one? When I talked to you earlier in the week, you really hadn't done a whole lot of homework yet on St. Ambrose.
Yeah.
What did you find out about St. Ambrose? What did you try to key in on in preparing for tonight's match?
Yeah, we asked our team to focus in on their outside hitters, number 2 and number 27. They were getting 55% of the total offense for St. Ambrose, and it's normal that the combination of outsides is in that 40-45% range. Their team, they push it out there a little bit more, and they create angles of attack for their outside. So that was a key focus of success for us, written on our scouting report in that way. Really pay attention to number 2, number 27, and be ahead of where they are and whatever routes they run. That for sure was one. One of the other scouting report preparations for us that we talked about today with our team was just to play with a sense of urgency and to really create a look on our side of the court that shows we're eager to play. And I was really pleased with how we did that, and we came out with that sense of urgency, and that was fun.
It is rare when you go on a trip, and this was a trip to accommodate some of the players, play a little closer to home.
Yep.
For an Aubrey Drake, for some of the folks from Illinois,
yep.
Michigan area.
Lydia, Leah, yeah.
It is rare. Obviously, you wanted to get the win last night,
yep.
But it's rare that it works out in a fashion where you can get everyone quality playing
yes.
time. And Leah Camp ended up with a very strong evening this evening. We're not unaccustomed to seeing that, but your setter, Jamie, went to her often, and
yeah.
She responded well.
She did. As I look at the numbers, and you mentioned that, for her 10 kills, hitting a 389, very, very lively. Fun to see Leah get active in different routes. She had a tremendous year last year. The irony is the start to this year has been great bursts of excitement and athleticism and scoring at will, mixed with other opportunities that just seemed a little mistimed. Either she is with Jamie or Jamie is with her and the route. So this was a great match for them to get synchronized, and Leo kept producing with some really exciting swings, not just points, but, I mean, she was bouncing the ball in the middle of the floor on a few different occasions, and very, very encouraged by that work gained here.
What do you take away from these first two or so weeks of the season, non-conference play for the most part? You have the one conference match with Mount Marty mixed in there. From here on out, it's a lot of conference matches. What do you take away from these first 2 weeks?
I think our depth is showing itself more and more, and that's healthy for us. We are able to put different personnel in and still get a great pass, still get a scramble play, still get a block touch or even termination, still get a wonderful attack swing. And that's really, really exciting. I think our depth will be healthy for us in our practice gym. I think it'll be healthy for us when it comes to moving through the length of our season, whatever length that is. We're going to need that depth and putting, you know, people in different positions. So it's a lineup that's starting to solidify, and it also has some flexibility to it. I think that's definitely some takeaways through the front part of this couple weeks of our preseason.
Coach Hansen, I will let you go, get the team fed, and get back on the road. And good weekend for your team, and now it gets interesting.
It does. Thanks so much, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, and that is the Wireless World postgame wrap. And that is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball. A reminder of what happened today. Dort College men's soccer, winner in overtime over Waldorf, 2-1. Women's soccer lost to Viterbo, 1-0 in lacrosse. Cross country swept their two races. A smaller field, but the Dort College defenders able to get the wins earlier this morning in Sioux Center, also won in pretty convincing fashion in both individual races as well. So we get back to it Tuesday evening, Dort College versus Northwestern in Sioux Center. You can hear it on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.